Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has offered farmers and ranchers a strategic consulting approach to manage both marketing opportunities and risks utilizing the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WYLL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Thursday morning, everyone. The Commerce Department today says that U.S. retail sales jumped 1% in January, reversing a six-month declining trend. The Wall Street economists had expected January sales to show a drop of 0.8%. Meanwhile, the number of people requesting first-time unemployment benefits dropped slightly last week. The number of initial jobless benefit claims dropped to a seasonally adjusted 623,000. The latest tally still, though, was above analysts' expectations of 610,000 claims. USDA this morning reported export sales for the week ending February 5th. The numbers look like this in millions of bushels. Wheat this year, 15.1. Next year, 0.9. Corn this year, a seasonally high, 60.8. Soybeans this year, 39.3. Next year, nothing on the charts. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading at, if I can click into here, 77.78, and it's down 161 points.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Joining us now with a look at the day's agricultural forecasts is our very own Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Dave. And we're going to start off talking about the weather across the U.S. The storm system that rolled through the Corn Belt has pushed off into the eastern Great Lakes. Some wind damage reported in the overnight hours. Wind gusts as high as, well, between 70 and 90 mile per hour. So we had hurricane force winds with this storm system. Meanwhile, there is some lowland flooding that will persist in several Midwestern river basins in the wake of the heavy rainfall and melted snow that went through, and in some local areas, ice jams also aggravating the flood situation. Over the next couple weeks, we're going to see a procession of storms marching out of the west and southwest across the Midwest, and we do look for generally a light to moderate precipitation. Doesn't look like any huge storms, but again, we're talking about saturated soil, and the percolation down through the soil will not be all that quick. So I'm sure we're going to be talking about at least some low-lying areas being flooded, and maybe even starting to get a little bit moist in areas not normally in flood situations. So we'll keep our eye on that. And we're also going to see temperatures. Well, we're not going to see a return of the extremely mild conditions that we had over the last couple days, but we will see temperatures that are occasionally a few degrees above average. The general trend will be for us near average to slightly below through the end of the month. So again, if you're looking for a big warm-up, we're going to have to wait until at least March and maybe even into the middle of next month. Now back to South America, where dry weather occurred across Argentina. High temperatures from the 70s to low 80s in the south and northern sections, got into the 80s and lower 90s. They did see a few 100-degree readings in northwestern Santiago del Estero crop areas. Warming is anticipated through the weekend, while there is little rain expected until late in the weekend and early next week. High temperatures expected to rise into the upper 80s and 90s in a large part of Argentina, and that will accelerate drying rates and bring more stressful situations to crop areas that failed to get much in the way of rainfall over the past week to 10 days. And that last week to 10 days been a relatively wet period across Argentina. It does look like the next widespread rain event will take place Wednesday and Thursday of next week, likely weakening as it moves into the crop areas, but it does bring the potential for some precipitation as the front responsible for that precipitation is expected to move into the area, become stationary, and then move back as a warm front with the cool air mass closely following behind it. That will increase the potential for some generalized rainfall between the, looks like the 20th and 22nd, if you can count on the computer models, with the coverage as much as three quarters of the crop area. And we could see a general half inch to three quarters of an inch of rain. Beyond that, again, not going to put too much confidence in what the computer models are telling us. The bottom line for Argentina is net drying over the next few days with an increased stress in those unirrigated crop areas that failed to pick up the rain, and rain that does develop late next week and more likely in the following weekend will bring some timely relief to the dry down across Argentina. Brazil, the forecast looking pretty similar to what we've been talking about the last few days, at least in the first week, 10 days. Rain will be concentrated center-south and center-west. And Friday looks to be the area or the time before precipitation will start to shift to the northeast over the weekend. Most areas from Sao Paulo into southern Minas Gerais and into Mato Grosso will get moderate to locally heavy rainfall through the end of the work week. Precipitation will diminish as the precipitation shifts into the remainder of Minas Gerais, Bahia, and Tocantins. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Lernard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products, including Asgrow's new Roundup Ready 2-yield soybeans. Lernard Seed Service provides services to help customers in East Central Illinois maximize profits. 217-497-2270.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 578 unchanged, last trade down 2. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 544 and a quarter, up 1, last trade down 3 quarters. July, 567 and a half, down 3 quarters, last trade down 1 and a quarter. December, 616 and 3 quarters, up 2 and a quarter, last trade down 3 quarters. March corn opened at 368 and 3 quarters, up a quarter, last trade down a quarter. July, 388 unchanged, last trade down a half. December, 410 and a quarter, up a quarter, last trade unchanged. March soybeans opened at 978 unchanged, last trade unchanged. July, 985 down 2 and 3 quarters, last trade up a quarter. March soybean meal opened at 306.80, up 110, last trade up 170. March soybean oil opened at 33.30, up 12, last trade down 2. Join us this evening for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. Tonight we'll be at University Inn in Lafayette, Indiana. The meeting getting underway at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. On the panel will be Chuck Shelby of Risk Management Commodities, Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and this man, Brian Maple of FC Stone and Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian, and thanks for filling in on short notice.
Not a problem.
Well, I guess the question that I have for you is a marketing year high in exports for corn for the sales at 60.8, enough to offset what's going on over in the Dow?
Probably not, because you throw on top of that also, Dave, that you've got the dollar trading up 825 points and the crude oil down $1.30 right now. I think you're going to get a steady opening in corn to start off with. But I tell you, you have to be impressed. This is 4 weeks in a row that we've had excess of a million metric tons of corn sales. So you got to feel like that's good. The bean sales numbers are good. So, you know, we've been harping and harping and harping about lack of demand. Now all of a sudden we get some. And unfortunately, we've got these outside markets that are weighing against us. So my guess is we'll struggle to hold up on the day. I'm probably an early seller this morning, get stuff done, because I think we will get an unchanged to a touch better opening. But it's really more the thought of what's coming down the road. Have we run out of feed wheat that is competing against our corn in the world market? All of a sudden, the demand is starting to shift back to the U.S. because on top of that, you sold 165,000 tons to South Korea this morning. that was announced also. So we're starting to see some demand come back into our marketplace.
And the soybean sales were solid, too, at 39.3. And then China also was in again this morning.
Yeah, and China took, they continue to take 70% of our exports out of this country. So until they back away, and I'm guessing they don't back away until the timing when we ultimately start to run out of what we're actually moving. We've already sold in excess of 80% of what the projection is by the USDA today. So odds are we're going to get most of that shipped, and we may end up seeing those exports have to climb just a little bit further yet, Dave.
Yeah, the talk in, on the floor at the Board of Trade is that we're probably good to go with China until maybe 1 April.
Yeah. And by then, normally, we end up seeing our demand back off just because they can get it out of South America cheaper. But what they're fighting right now is the Brazilian farmer has not sold the percentage of beans that he normally has sold, and the Argentine farmer is still holding 10 to 12 million tons over from last year and definitely not selling anything for this year yet. Weather pattern down there looks like it's much better shape. I think we can say the drought is pretty well coming to an end. I guess the question is how much damage has been done to the crop down there at this stage.
All right, then. Let's go ahead and get your ideas for the open.
I think you're going to be a penny better on corn. I think you'll be 2 to 3 better in beans as we start. Wheat market, I'm kind of mixed. I guess I think wheat's going to open steady, but I really do look for some selling to come in after that if we stay under pressure in the Dow and the energies along with a strong dollar this morning. My guess is we'll find some sellers step back into here.
Yeah, it looks to me like there's some sellers below the market. Some people want to push it to the downside and see what's down there in the stops.
That's what I think, too. So I'm not looking for it to hold up well today myself.
All right. Thank you much, Brian. You have a great day today.
Thanks, Dave. Bye.
That's Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company. Generally, he joins us on every Monday during the pre-opening commodity market report. We thank him for filling in for Ellen Dearden of AgriView this morning. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana, and on the web at WILLAG.org.